If you're hearing this, then it's probably already too late. For me. I'm sorry, what I meant to say was, hey everybody. Hello and welcome to Solo Spy vs. Pi podcast featuring Brian F. It's me from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Solo spy, because Phil has quit and left the band and has decided to become a hermit. Now he's slaving away at the spice mines, and I figured it's been almost a month since we released a thing, and we had sort of talked about maybe doing a solo thing because it's kind of convenient and we can kind of go back and forth or something. So I figured maybe doing something's better than doing nothing. Maybe, perhaps, we'll see. And I'll let you, the audience, be the judge of that. No, I'll be the judge of that, and if I don't like it, I'll delete it, and you will never have heard this. So what's up? I was gonna do this without swearing, so people could listen to it at work. Maybe I'll bleep that swear word out. Or replace it with the name of an Avenger. Or Defender. Or Vindicator. So not much has been up in the last month, really. We took a break from the podcast, perhaps foolishly, and we kind of thought maybe we'd do some tunes and stuff. We got some tunes in the pipes. It's a little slow going, but we got some stuff coming out. I think it'll be really cool. Beyond that, not much. Nothing to speak of. We haven't eaten any food. We haven't heard anything from anybody in Chicago, let's say. There's no space movie to speak of. Basically, the reason why there hasn't been a podcast is because all the things that we talk about ended. They don't exist anymore. So, gotta invent some new things. Maybe what I should do is start off by going to the mailbag. The bag of a mail, you see. The email's kind of fallen off a little bit, and that's our fault. But, you know, we're still getting some, and I don't know, that kind of makes us feel good. Kind of makes us feel like we have a responsibility to people to check in every once in a while, say some stuff, respond, dialogue, and whatnot. So, got this email from Monica, from where, I don't know. Somewhere where English is not the first language, I think, because it starts off by saying, greeting. Monica, blah, 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 chronic renal insufficiency case, kidney disease, presently putting up in a guest house with my son. To inform you of urgent assistance I need from you, my late husband deposited the sum of $9,750,000 in a bank. Oh, Ivory Coast, yes, okay. General, home country, he went to the hospital, blah, 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 deposit. Okay, here's the good part. Because of my ill health, I'm mostly bedridden in the hospital on renal dialysis. This is a system of artificially doing / performing the functions of the kidneys. By this, the excess toxic waste products in my blood are washed out. All my communication now with you is through the help of my son, Kingsley. He has the details of what I have briefed you, which I just glossed over. If you are willing to help us, reply with your telephone number so that my son... Oh, this is spam. Ah, shit. I thought it was an informative piece about kidney dialysis. So yeah, maybe I'll phone this woman up later and see how I can help her, get her $975,000, and we can maybe go into some sort of joint business investment. What I realize is that, a lot of the spam that we get in the Spy versus Pi, email account, which, by the way, remains... spyversuspy@gmail.com or alternately gmail@spyversuspy.com. Most of the sound we get seems to be in Spanish, and I think it's because when Phil set up our account, he probably told them we were from one of them Spanish countries. It's pretty weird. So I don't know what's more annoying, spam that you don't understand, or the alternative. Because at least if you do understand it, there's all sorts of funny things. Like, there's a thing that's been going on lately. These emails will go around, and they don't seem to be selling anything, but they just sort of give you four lines from The Hobbit. So, yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm thinking that if I save up enough of them, I don't have to buy the book. I guess this is kind of a food knit up. Oh, I want to rename every... This is my show now. This is no swearing, no referencing previous segment names. Everything's all new. This is the new... What do you think? Should I take over? Yeah, this is the new Spy versus Pie. And, well, it's not really versus anything, and there's only one of me. I'm taking over. No longer am I bending to the tyrannical rule of Philip Lee Redman from St. Minneapolis. Wherever the hell that guy's from. No. This isn't even Cockpunch Studios anymore. This is illustrious Leafmeal Studios in the heart of Mount Pleasant, Vancouver, British Columbia. Food type issues. I'm noticing lately that the soft drinks, the pop, the Pepsi Coke type situation, when they do the, like, they have a lot of, they always had a lot of contests where you can win shit and whatever, and it's always look under the cap at the little rubber medallion thing there on the cap, and flip it over, see if you win anything. Usually not. Usually it says try again, which, as we all know, is bad advice. You try again, you're still a loser. But lately they've been doing this thing where you actually have to go to the web, they give you a pin, not a pin number, because that would be a personal identification number that you might use in your automated teller machine. They give you a pin, and you go to the website, and you got to enter that in, and you may or may not get something, or something may or may not happen. But it's one extra step between you and a prize, even if you are a winner, which you're probably not. And it's super annoying, because... you know, like, who wants to go through all the trouble of going home, going to the website, making sure you actually saved your little cap thing, collecting those, and going through all that rigmarole. But I guess it's pretty smart on the company's part, because, yeah, they're super smart, because there's a lot of people like me who just won't bother, and that's fewer prizes they have to hand out. So, I don't know. I wonder if the chances of winning are actually increased because of this. If you actually go through the trouble of doing it, I wonder if, yeah, you have a better chance of winning. But probably not, because the chances are dependent on the number, the pin that they give you in the cap. So that's either going to be a winner or it isn't going to be a winner. Your chances are probably not the same. I don't know anything about math, you guys. I'm going to level with you. I'm stupid. I don't know anything. I need Phil right here to make me look smart. Yeah! Because, yeah, oh god. It's kind of sad doing this by myself here. Maybe I should take a phone call or something. No, I don't know how to do that. Jeez, sorry, you guys, if this is super boring, or if you only tuned in to hear the Phil half of the conversation. Half. I never let that guy talk. This is exactly the same to you guys, isn't it? You're like, hey. Oh, you know what's really hard? Getting through this thing, it's really difficult. Not hard. Hard is a property of the making the substance thing. And the no, getting through this whole thing, not swearing, impossible. Can't be done. Impossible. I challenge Phil to come on here and do a solo spy show here and not swear. I don't think he could do it. Do you guys think you can do it? I don't. I think he swears way more than me. We're potty mouth jerks, aren't we? I guess he has an excuse, because he was raised by sailors. So, yeah. I don't really have anything else to talk about, do I? Ever? Did I cover it all? Man, this is going to be pretty sad. We're here like 10 minutes. All I did was talk about Pepsi. Hey. I take the public transit to work all the time. And those of you who live in Vancouver know there's the Poetry in Transit ads. They're not really ads. They're they go up where the ads are on the bus and on the SkyTrain. And they have local, I don't know how local, Canadian poets. Little poetry snippets, little sniglets up there. And it's kind of a cool thing. I kind of appreciate the fact that they're putting some sort of art or culture or something instead of, you know, an ad. But they're always really short poems, maybe about like 6 to 8 lines. They don't even rhyme, they're not dirty or anything. So, they're not that good. I'm not really a poetry guy to begin with. I'm not gonna crap on poetry, because maybe some people are into it. Maybe some people have degrees in it. That would be silly if they did. But, I don't know. I don't really know what to think of it. But it's kind of good, because it gives you something to read when you're on the bus. You know, besides just looking at gum ads or whatever. And, but because they're so short, I don't know, you just kind of like sit there and read them over and over, and maybe that's good, because maybe you need to do that with poetry to like get what's going on, to get it. But I don't know, it just kind of gets me thinking, like, why don't we have better electronic sort of like rotating billboard type stuff there, where, I don't know, you can show cartoons or... Actually, no, maybe then it would just be like TV ads, and that would be even more annoying. Never mind, maybe poetry is cool. Maybe that's good. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it should be a crossword that I can get up and do, or a jumble. I haven't done a jumble in ages. I used to do the jumble every day, and it made me feel smart, because I got better at them, and I do them really fast. But I bet I would totally suck at the jumble if I did one today. I would always start by figuring out the stupid little pun joke solution first, because I'm real good at those. That's the puzzle that I'm best at, is figuring out puns. And so I would do that and then work backwards and figure out all the words. I don't know, stuff on the bus, maybe the best option is closing your eyes and putting on headphones and plugging your nose so you don't have to smell all the urine. I take the bus real late at night, and everybody on there stinks. Everybody. Probably even me. But it's a cavalcade of smells. And I'm hoping to not have to commute. Maybe get a new job. Maybe not commute for an hour on a smelly bus. It's the worst in the summertime, too. Tell ya. See, now we're just crossing into small talk mode. And it's really uncomfortable for me, because I hate it. I hate small talk. And that's what I feel like I'm doing right now. That's kind of depressing. Phil, come back. Phil, if you're listening to this, Phil? No, Phil doesn't listen to the show. Okay, screw it. All right, I'm going to go enjoy what's left of this day. I'm going to go sit in the park and enjoy some sun or something. We got kind of a little mini heat wave going here in Vancouver. It's quite nice. Walk around, listen to some tunes or something. Yeah, it's summertime in the LBC. The lower part of British Columbia. Yep, there you go. Because you demanded it and asked for it, you got it. It's friggin', see, that's how I can avoid swearing. You can say that, right? Yeah, good stuff. All right, next time, no swearing, no bleeps, nothing. And there will be a next time. All right, everybody, take care. And keep your chin up. Keep fit and have fun. Stick on the ice and, yeah. All right, see you later.
Okay, real quick. Fucking a mustache. No points for anybody.